It's 10 o'clock. This is The World Tonight with Caroline Wyatt.
Miss Scout, you think you could tell us what happened?
I don't know. All of a sudden, somebody grabbed me, knocked me down on the ground. Jim found me then. Then Mr. Yule, I reckon, grabbed him again, and Jim hollered. Then somebody grabbed me.
The 1962 film To Kill a Mockingbird, and the voice of Scout Finch, the young daughter of a lawyer called Atticus Finch, who readers will remember as the lawyer who defends Tom Robinson, the man falsely accused of raping a white woman in the Depression-era South in the much-loved novel. It emerged today that a sequel to Harper Lee's best-selling book will be released in July, 55 years after the original was published. Lee wrote the book, called Go Set a Watchman, before her bestseller, and it was rediscovered last year. Thomas DiPiero is a professor of race and gender at the Southern Methodist University in Texas and a huge fan of To Kill a Mockingbird. I asked him for his response to the news.
There were two reactions. First, I was very surprised because common wisdom had it that Harper Lee wouldn't write anymore. We know, of course, this was written before To Kill a Mockingbird. But my second reaction was one of complete delight. I have read To Kill a Mockingbird probably 25 or 30 times, and the idea of reading something else by this tremendous author is just really exciting to me.
And there's no doubt at all this is genuine. This really is another book written by her, but before she wrote To Kill a Mockingbird.
As I understand it, you know, there have often been claims or suspicions that authors didn't write certain books attributed to them. That's more often a charge leveled against women authors than men. But I don't see any reason to assume that Harper Lee didn't write this.
And what are you hoping for from this new book?
I'm hoping for the opportunity to continue the discussion about the remarkably complex issues that Harper Lee raises. In To Kill a Mockingbird, everyone in America reads it, but I think we tend to read it in an overly simplistic way. The message that I think most people come away with from their first reading of the novel is kind of hopeful, that wouldn't things be great if we can all just get along? I read the novel more against the grain. I see it as a far more, maybe even cynical novel. It's very feet on the ground in terms of the real politics of American racial politics. I think what the novel is saying, it's saying two things. One, it's really good if you can understand someone else's position, but it's also cautioning us that it's arrogant and pretentious and even dangerous to assume you can see the world from someone else's skin, because that means you're putting aside history and culture, which I think this novel is telling us is a very dangerous thing to do. So I'm hoping that the new novel, Go Set a Watchman, will help us continue this very complex discussion.
Do you think, though, that a novel that is now, although it's being published for the first time, 60 years old, will feel dated, especially in the way in which it may explore those issues of race and class and the loss of innocence?
I suppose there's that danger, but given that To Kill a Mockingbird, I don't think feels dated to most readers. And I think there's a marvelous opportunity with the new novel. As I understand it, it's set about 20 years later in the 1950s, and it's from the perspective of an adult looking back on her life and trying to understand her father's politics and the politics of the town in which she grew up. So I think this can help us see the complexity of To Kill a Mockingbird, but then also, how does an adult who has lived a complex life, who's gone through history, lived in different cultural perspectives, how does that person inflect and nuance the way she understands these complex issues?
A very last question for you. Do you think Harper Lee will be inclined to do any publicity at all, or will she keep her verbal silence?
Boy, I would love to hear her talk about her work. From everything I've read about her or heard, she prefers to keep to herself. I don't know that we have any reason to think she'll change on that. I for one, would welcome hearing her talk about her work. She's a remarkably intelligent person, a very gifted writer. She could enrich us all, but I don't think I'm too optimistic about that.
Thomas DiPiero in Texas.